I grew up with my dad in Natgasley, and then when I graduated, I moved back to my mom's nation. So I've been kind of like transient between Vancouver, Coast Salish territories, and Natgasley and Sault Ste. My whole life. So my dad's nation is a non-treaty nation. They're actually established as a band. So they're kind of going through a lot of like environmental resource extraction. They're going through treaty. I think they actually want to pull out of treaty. I'm pretty sure, like, I think people in BC have learned their lesson with treaty, but it's just a struggle for my dad's nation to become well-established and for them all to have rights to their land. It's kind of an ongoing struggle. As with all BC nations on unceded territory, none of it has been established or distinguished as nations. It's just currently in BC hands or crown land or nation band lands. I grew up with that, and then my mom's nation, Sault Ste. Is actually a well-established treaty nation, Treaty Number 7. They've been a treaty for over, I think, 100 years. But yeah, so I've learned the difference. I've worked in both band offices on both nations, and I feel like there's a huge difference in regards to how it is to be established and then how it is to have a... Because when you're established, you can have your own money, revenue generated. And with my dad's band, they have a lot of issues with funding in order to get, like, you know, better services for their people and stuff. So I've learned both ways. Both ways are still kind of dysfunctional in regards to the hierarchical structure. But as a youth, like, I hope to return back to Sault Ste. Nation in Alberta and just see where I can possibly access some funds and start some programs for the youth. I was thinking of actually having maybe the nation start up their own magazine. I think there's one that currently exists, but it's not very, I don't think there's any youth that is behind it. So it'd be, my dream would to be have a youth-run magazine on the nation just to talk about issues